OpenAI is making headlines again, but this time it isn't about some new AI that can write a screenplay or predict the weather. It's about safety. And their latest move is causing quite a stir. We're diving deep today into their brand new Safety and Security Committee.
It's a development that's really got the entire AI world talking.
It does feel like OpenAI is acknowledging all those growing concerns about their approach to safety.
And this isn't just about tweaking code. This is about a whole new level of oversight.
Because this isn't the first time OpenAI has faced criticism on the safety front, right?
Not even close. I mean, we've seen some top researchers cut ties with the company,
All right.
citing serious concerns over where AI development is headed. Remember that super alignment team, OpenAI, disbanded?
I do. To be honest, I'm still not entirely clear on what super alignment even means when we're talking AI.
Yeah, it's a pretty dense concept. Basically, it's this huge challenge of making sure that any AI that becomes way smarter than us, like significantly smarter than humans, still aligns with human values, with our goals as humans. It's a major concern in the field. And for OpenAI to have dedicated a whole team to tackling it, only to disband them, well, it raised a lot of eyebrows.
It did. So, with that history, this new committee feels like a big deal.
Huge. OpenAI is basically signaling that they're ready to maybe pump the brakes a bit and take a more cautious approach to developing AI.
So this isn't just for show. This committee will actually have some teeth.
So, it seems, they'll be doing regular safety reviews, they'll give recommendations, and here's the kicker. They can actually delay product releases
Whoa.
if they think there are safety concerns.
So they could be like, hold everything, we need to reassess before this AI goes out into the world.
Exactly. That level of independent oversight.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen that before in AI,
Yeah.
and it could be a real game changer.
And this whole oversight thing is even more interesting when you think about who's not on this committee. Sam Altman, OpenAI's former CEO.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right.
It really drives home how much OpenAI might be trying to distance themselves from how he did things. I mean, always pushing to be the first, no matter what.
It's almost like they're trying to turn the page on that whole era.
Yeah.
Because Altman's time as CEO, it wasn't exactly controversy-free, was it?
Not at all. I mean, there was that whole Sky thing
We're right.
that really put OpenAI's whole approach to safety under a microscope.
Because for people who don't remember, they released this AI voice model and it sounded just like eerily like Scarlett Johansson, even
Exactly.
though she had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It was huge. Everyone was talking about the ethics of it, the legality of AI just copying real people. I feel
Yeah.
like that was a real turning point where people started to question OpenAI's commitment to like ethical AI.
Totally. And then you had Altman himself. You know, some people thought he was downplaying the whole thing, brushing off the concerns, which of course eventually led to him being ousted from OpenAI
Last year, I think it was.
last year. Yeah. Wild.
Big time.
And now with this new committee calling the shots.
It makes you wonder, are they doing some serious damage control? Are they finally putting ethics above everything else? Right, so who is on this new AI safety squad? They didn't just pick some random names out of a hat, did they?
Definitely not. We're talking heavy hitters here. You've got Zico Kolter, a huge name in AI safety and machine learning, from Carnegie Mellon, no less. And then there's Adam D'Angelo, the CEO of Quora. So he knows a thing or two about managing content on a massive scale, moderating all of that.
That's a good point.
And get this, there's even a retired four-star general on the committee.
Seriously.
Talk about serious credentials. You don't see that kind of military experience applied to AI ethics every day.
It's definitely sending a message. This is serious business. Yeah, it's definitely a relief to see such a heavy-hitting group taking this on. But like, what's it actually going to mean? Can they really make a difference?
That's the big question, right? But what we know so far suggests this isn't just about appearances. They haven't just been sitting around twiddling their thumbs. They just wrapped up a major 90-day review. Dug deep into all of OpenAI's safety protocols, really got into the potential risks of their technology.
And what came out of that?
So they gave this big report to OpenAI's board, laid out a whole bunch of recommendations for improving safety. It wasn't just a quick glance over. They got to see how the sausage is made, so to speak. And here's the thing, they can actually slam the brakes on any product launch if they think it's not safe.
So they're not just advisors, they have real power. It sounds like OpenAI is finally realizing that move fast and break things
Right.
might not be the best motto when you're dealing with something as powerful as AI.
Exactly. And that shift putting safety first, even if it means slowing down a little, that could be huge. And not just for OpenAI.
Right.
This could change the entire game.
Because the stakes are pretty high with this stuff. I mean, we're talking about AI that can code, that can create images that look real, that can write music.
Right.
Imagine if that gets out of control. Or if it's developed without thinking about the consequences.
Exactly. And that's what makes this such a big deal. If OpenAI can pull this off, if they can show that you can be innovative and still prioritize safety.
Yeah.
That sets a new standard for everyone.
Where ethics isn't just an afterthought, it's built into the process right from the start.
100%.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on, and we'll see how this committee handles everything, especially with AI changing so fast. Well, we've just scratched the surface today. Hopefully this deep dive gave you a better sense of why OpenAI's new Safety and Security Committee is such a big deal and what it could mean for the future of AI. Thanks for joining us and keep the conversation going. Let us know what you're thinking. What stood out to you? What questions do you still have? Hit us up on social media and let's talk about it.